Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
If you're feeling like this year, this time of year, this specific year is a little bit off, you're obviously not alone. Most of us are not traveling for good reason, because we don't want to get others sick. We don't want ourselves to get sick. We're trying to control a global pandemic. So anyone with common sense that does not require travel is heeding that warning. And thank you for doing that. But it doesn't take away the feeling. It doesn't take away the missing, the longing, the desire to travel, to see our family, our loved ones. That's there. That is going to be there. That's going to hurt. You come to this show for a bit of an escape, and I understand that. So that's what we're going to give you today. We're going to escape to a couple different places on this week's EPP bonus episode, a family taking a family vacation. What a novel concept. I'm going to take a tour of Alcatraz as a family. And at this point in time, hell, you might even want to take the same trip that they went on and experience the same horrific things they experienced just to do it, just to be getting out of the house if this wasn't going on. The family takes that trip to Alcatraz only to find out that one member feels much more of the pain and anguish of the island than everyone else. Also, we're going to take a trip back in time to the local grocer. Yes, the local grocer. Sometimes, some places, it still exists. And the warm personality of the old man who was behind the counter. Would tell stories, give out candy. A time when people seemed to have a little bit more consideration for one another. It wasn't about political views. It was about caring about each other and keeping each other healthy and safe. And hearing a fun story and laughing with one another. And in the story, that man eventually becoming a ghost. Because it's a ghost show. And then, of course, you know, history hasn't always been wonderful by any stretch of the imagination. We'll go back in time as a family in current day tries to figure out why their house is haunted. Might have something to do with the man who was buried alive in their backyard. Yeah, there were still assholes back then, too. So, we got all of that for you today. EPP bonus episode number 329 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. When visiting a haunted location, one sometimes needs to understand that they may start picking up on the emotions and feelings of those who once resided there. It's not a sure bet. It doesn't happen all the time. But some places are just so supercharged with emotional energy, whether it be good or bad, that it's almost impossible not to feel it, especially if you're empathic or sensitive. One of those places is The Rock. That's my best and worst Sean Connery right there. Alcatraz is what we're talking about. In our next story, we hear about a family going on a normal family vacation. Taking the ferry over to Alcatraz, doing the tour thing, putting the headphones on, listening to the stories about people being stabbed in the neck with a fork. You know, family vacation stuff. But one of them feels far more than just the emotional horror of hearing these stories. They feel these stories. They feel the horror, the anguish, the torment that the people who once resided there also suffered through. On the tour. Added bonus, or a tour you should never take again. Take a listen. Hey guys, my name is Carolina, and I'm originally from North Carolina, hence the name. I'm an avid listener of the podcast, and it's been good to occupy time with, especially the old episodes during all the time I've been spending at home. I am yet to become an EPP just because I'm saving up for college. I've written in before talking about a story when my granddad called my grandma on the phone about 2 weeks after he died. But I only really began considering the extent of this specific experience recently. For context, I grew up near Fort Fisher, North Carolina, which was near an important port during the Civil War, one of the last Confederate bases to fall. I've got loads of creepy experiences and stories from different old plantations and homes in North Carolina, but today I wanted to tell you all about an experience I had when I visited Alcatraz in 2018. So, whilst on a family vacation with my parents to San Francisco, being the obvious tourists, we decided to go visit the infamous Alcatraz prison. To get there, you must take a ferry across the bay to the island, and on the ferry, I began to feel sick. I assumed it was just seasickness, but I've been on so many ferries and boats growing up, and I've never been sick on that water before. Eventually, I chalked it up to the choppy waves and sort of forgot about it. The boat ride was about 10 to 15 minutes. This got progressively worse. I was excited to get off the damn boat and be on some solid land again. My excitement to get off the boat faded quickly as soon as I saw the prison. The sickness in my stomach turned into tightness in my chest and a tightness in my head. I don't know how to explain how my head felt, but it felt like I had just hit my head and it was throbbing and sore, but not your regular headache. I shook it off, assuming I had just not given or gotten my sea legs or something. Anyway, so we got off on tour. As we walked around, I felt uneasy, hearing the stories of the prison and the events that transpired throughout its history. I'm generally an upbeat person. I love traveling and all, but I started to get progressively angrier. I just got off a 16-hour flight. I've located abroad now, and my parents just told me I was grumpy or tired or jet-lagged. It was not only my regular grumpies, though. I experienced a fit of anger that I've only felt a couple of times in my entire life. My mom, being a professional photographer and an avid fan of Facebook, insisted my dad and I get in the cell that was open for people to take pictures of. I straight up refused to go in it, practically yelling at my parents. They eventually dragged me in and took the picture. I barely took two steps in the cell. I just could not be in it. I told my parents it made me uncomfortable. I felt like we weren't wanted in there. But I was 15 at the time. So I was told to stop being an angsty teen and just smile for the camera. I've always been empathetic and sensitive to people's suffering, but I do not consider myself an empath or overly sensitive to anything paranormal. So I cannot explain why I was so insistent on not going in. The same anger was also surging through me. Later, my dad rented us these little headsets so you can go around and listen to information on the little devices as you get to specific places. At one point, I stood in the cafeteria by myself. My dad was pissed at me for being so grumpy, so I went off alone. And I was listening to the little voice tell me of a riot that occurred, where one prisoner had stabbed another in the neck with a fork. Hearing this, I kept seeing a fork. And like, I don't know the best way to explain it. It would be in my mind's eye. But it kept twisting around and becoming misconfigured. Then as I was staring in front of this creepy kitchen, I felt like a hand brush behind my mid-back, very lightly, but enough to startle me. I turned to look, thinking I was standing in somebody's way and trying to get by, but nobody was there. I was certain it wasn't just the chills from the cool air, because I had felt the fabric of my sweatshirt be pressed against me. So I fucking bolted out of the room, back to the general, cell room. As I walked past the old cells, the anger inside me continued to boil within me stronger than before. I was drawn to one cell and I could not look away from it. I just stood there staring, and my eyes were drawn to the bed. Something about that bed made the anger swell inside of me, and I felt like I could cry. I assumed it was just me becoming aware of the pain that must have been felt in the room, and the pain of the prisoners sort of hitting me, but it got worse when I saw a picture of a particular prisoner. The anger multiplied. I was literally shaking with rage. I had never experienced that emotion in such an extreme before, but I've not felt it since. I also felt like I was being watched from above, and there were rows of cells overhead that were off limits. We then went outside in Alcatraz, his beautiful gardens. My mom is also keen on flowers, so we spent an hour wandering through them. I was thinking about the men who had escaped Alcatraz at the time, but we never found either dead or alive. Alcatraz is an isolated island, and I'm sure you know, people speculate if they never managed to get to shore, if they died in the water. As I stood along the wall, still angrily staring off in the direction they supposedly went, I peered over the edge to see how high up we were. It's important to note that I had returned the headset at this point. As I gazed down and saw the water smashing into the rocks, I felt a hand behind my back again, but this time it felt like a push. That's where we're going to pause this week's preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 329 of Real Ghost Stories Online. To hear the rest of it, become an extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. We'll hear the rest of this story and that family trip. Plus, is the spirit of a man who was buried alive haunting a family on the same property where he was buried in their brand new home? Also, the warm personality of the old man who ran the corner store one day comes to a crashing halt as he passes. But did he ever truly leave the counter of that store, even when the windows are boarded up and the building becomes dilapidated many years later? All that and more in the rest of this episode. Again, to hear it, support our program, become an extra podcast person, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of our bonus episodes, 329 of them. Brand new ones every single week. You get access to our advanced episodes, which are commercial free. You also get our archive of episodes, which go back thousands of episodes and 8 years. And our ebook, our audiobook, those right there, Amazon bestsellers, a $30 value right there you get for free when you sign up. Do it at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. And thank you in advance for supporting the show and keeping us on the air. We could not do it without you. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.